I think it's been, pretty smooth. For me, just keeping the same offense is a big help. But it's still about, trying to get better, trying to play football, and it's about going out there and practicing hard and doing the right things. So I don't think it's been a, I wouldn't say it's been a huge adjustment.
How about the tone of the training camp under Coach McAdoo? Any noticeable differences between him and Coach Coughlin?
It's obviously just one day today with the practice, and even it was pretty short. But you have the music playing, but it seemed like we had always the first days a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. He had to kind of tell me to slow it down a little bit just with our pace. I know for the first day and some of the walkthroughs and jog-throughs we were going through, guys were ready to get out there. But I think it's a pretty good start to the first day.
Eli, 3 years as Sullivan as your quarterback coach, now the offensive coordinator. How are you guys getting along, and are you guys on the same page now as your offensive coordinator, not so much your quarterback coach?
Right, yeah, Coach Sullivan and I have a great relationship, and having worked with each other in the past under a different offense, but know what each other likes, kind of talk the same language, and last year it was new for him learning this offense and learning this system, but this year both of us much more comfortable and speaking the same language and on the same page.
Eli, with Odell and Shepard and the possibility of Victor back, how would you describe this receiving core?
I'm excited about the receiving core. Then we have some guys. Obviously Odell's proven that he's a playmaker and a tremendous work ethic and does everything right. With Sterling, still got a lot to learn, you've seen the potential, seen the playmaking ability, but we just got to get to work. It's all a matter of what we can do in this next month or so with practices and preseason games, take advantage of every opportunity. And then hopefully it was great to see Victor out there today running routes, but hopefully he can continue to gain more confidence in his ability and his health and get back out there. It's been a while since he's played football, so it's good to get him back out there just practicing. But we have a lot of weapons. It's just a matter can we stay healthy? Can we pick up things fast enough and make plays?
And stay protected as well. How about the offensive line? How do you feel about the offensive line going into the season? We need to protect you to get the ball down the field to the big receivers.
Yeah, offense line. I think having those five guys back together, I think that's the most important thing for an offense line group, just having guys working together, communicating, and they all work extremely hard, very smart. So they do a good job picking up everything, and we'll be fine in that category.
It's been a long time since the team has made the playoffs.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, I think you understand, you want to take advantage of every, every year, every year feel like you're having an opportunity to do something special and make the playoffs. And so you don't want to waste seasons. You don't want to waste games, you don't want to waste anything. And so, we understand, what's ahead of us. We gotta work extremely hard and be totally committed into doing whatever it takes to get back to winning more games and making playoffs.
This is your 13th
career, Eli. How do you get ready for camp?
Same way you do it every year. You worked extremely hard this spring and this little break, and now going to camp, just trying to get better every single day. Try to have my goals I want to hit to improve and to stay healthy and to get better, and try to work with the receivers, tight ends, offense linemen, get everybody up to speed as fast as possible so they can help us out.
Eli, what do you think Odell needs to develop most in terms of his temperament?
I think he's a guy who's he's going to learn from every game, every season. I think he understands what he has to do to play at his best, and he's got to make sure he keeps a cool head about him and goes out there and does his job.
Eli, what's your role in that in terms of counseling him, et cetera?
I think y'all, quarterback, receiver always have to have a great connection, and it's my job to keep them going when things are going well. But hey, there's gonna be games where, you know, defense takes them away for a quarter or a couple series and they have a catch. It's my job to, you know, pump them up, find ways to give them the ball, find ways to, you know, keep him happy so he can make plays for us.
The Norman thing kind of flared up again last week in the media. Did you talk to him at all about that? Or in 7 months now, that's still coming up.
Yeah, you know, no.
And there's been a lot of talk going back and forth this week as well. He's got to see him twice this year.
Yeah, well,
We play Washington twice.
How big of a deal is it that even though you're in year three of this offense, that Victor is not? So even if he's healthy, he technically doesn't have the same experience in this particular offense that everyone else does.
Well, that's why we need him out there practicing, you know, obviously he had a training camp. He had six games of that season. He's been around the offense. He's been in meetings. He's been in, you know, last year through training camps and through the season. Involved, but just, you know, he just haven't played in a football game in a long time. So we just got to get him back to, you know, making plays, making catches. It's different when you're, you know, catching balls, you know, from a jug machine rather than, hey, you got one-on-one and you got to, you know, run a route. You got to make a tough catch. You just got to get him, you know, back making football plays again.
When do you allow yourself to think that he might be available for week one? I mean, do you think of it that way? Or?
I'm just trying to get him out there for practice and get back to work.
How about the new weapons the Giants added on in the draft? Shepard and Adams and Perkins, and, you know, the first Super Bowl run you guys had, the rookies made a huge impact. Do you think this rookie class, and then coming in on the first round pick with Eli Apple, do you think this rookie class can have some kind of impact with the team this year?
Well, yeah, hopefully so. I think you need your rookies to come in and have kind of earn their role, earn their spot, and hopefully they can play well. Yeah, when you know Eli Apple, get him at defensive back, and hopefully he can turn into the player we want him to be. And, you know, Shepard, obviously we're gonna have him right there in the mix at receiver. So yeah, we need, you know, several of these young guys to step up and to play well for us.
Well, the team spent a lot of money defensively this year. What are your thoughts about that? And have you seen your brother's DirecTV commercials now as he's retired in his pajamas?
Are two very different questions. Defense obviously made a lot of changes and brought in some free agents. So hopefully those guys, yeah, can make a difference. I think defense should be better based off our personnel and coach with Coach Spags and the whole defense side
bringing
having
the NASCAR
another year within the defense and guys having more comfort level there I've seen some of Peyton's DirecTV commercials, some good stuff.
Pretty hysterical, to be honest with you. Great job. Thank you.